This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
In a lot of the debate and the angry, I guess, exchanges that we see between people on social media and between brothers and sisters and Christians, there seems to be a lot of fear at work, you know, being afraid of what might happen if the other party wins and so on. What is the antidote to fear, do you think?
There's a very clear statement in the New Testament about that. It says simply, perfect love casts out fear. And as I have studied church history and seen the triumph of the church against overwhelming odds in culture after culture, it's because people are committed to a God that dispels fear. I remember the pictures not that long ago of, I think there were 21 of the Coptic Christians dressed in orange, kneeling at the surf with their hands bound behind them, and one by one they're being beheaded. And when you look at the photos there, I mean, they're almost unbearable to look at. But you look at the two, and the oppressors behind them have these hardened, gritty faces. I don't see fear on the faces of these Coptic Christians. They were preparing to be welcomed by a God of love. Perfect love casts out fear. That's one thing that I think Christians can and should spread in a society. Look, okay, there's bad things happening. There's terrorism. There's the fear of the other. There are wars going on. There are all these things. But our ultimate hope is not based on this life even. It's not based on what's going on right now. We truly believe that our God is a redemptive God, and if we stand on his side, that God will give us the resources to cast out fear. And it's done through love. It's not done through giving in to the fear. That only hardens, that only polarizes and divides. And that's why I think we Christians need to concentrate on bridging the gap, not widening the gap.
One of the issues where fear seems to really drive people's stance is, of course, refugees and immigration. And the fear of, if we let all these people in, what if, you know, terrorists arrive on board? Do you think that a Jesus way of viewing this concern can shift that?
That's a complicated issue. I mean, I think we should vet carefully the people that we allow in, because there are organizations like Al-Qaeda and ISIS who forthrightly say our goal is to unleash terrorists in parts of the world and create mayhem. We'll support them, you know, we'll give them manuals that tell them how to do that. So certainly we do have to have checks at the borders. However, it's pretty hard to find a single case of a refugee who came into the United States who was involved in those kind of terrorist acts. There's a lot of fear about it, but when you really look carefully, most of them are homegrown. You know, they're American citizens who were somehow alienated through indoctrination or propaganda or whatever. Europe faces a different problem because there's such a stream of refugees coming in. It's impossible, really, to vet everybody, and they're trying to face into that. But yes, we do have to seriously consider who we allow in. On the other hand, I know personally many Christian organizations, one of the best things they do is help bring refugees into the American way of life. You know, so many of these people from Sudan and Syria, they arrive in the United States, their world is shattered, they've left their families, they don't know how an ATM works or, you know, what to buy in the grocery store. And I've seen these organizations, Christian organizations, who assign people to be their mentors, to walk them through. And that's a beautiful way of expressing the love of Christ. There's a lot in the Bible about welcoming the stranger. Remember, Jesus himself was a refugee. As a child, he fled to Egypt and then did not find hospitality in Bethlehem and went back to a place in Nazareth where he was welcomed. So I think of the impact of the way Chinese students who came to the United States, many of them did become Christians, and they went back and have really helped the church in China. It's a great, if you're interested in missions, it's a great way to expose people from different cultures to what we really believe. And some of them embrace that and go back as missionaries to their own people.